AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Severe weather this holiday weekend has led to at least three deaths, with storms stretching from the Gulf of Mexico to the Great Lakes. More than 1,000 homes have been damaged throughout Oklahoma and Texas. In Wimberley, Texas, school superintendent Dwayne York tells KVUE that a shelter's been set up for those whose homes have been destroyed by flooding.
I just really feel, terrible, especially for our residents that have lost their homes.
In Claremore, Oklahoma, Fire Captain Jason Farley was helping rescue people from flooding when he was swept into a drainage ditch.
We found this manhole cover in front of my yard, pulled it up, and that's where he found it.
Sound of Claremore resident Rico Chavez, courtesy KJRH-TV. Heavily flooded Hays County will be toured today by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Defense Secretary Ash Carter had some harsh criticism for Iraqi forces who threw down their weapons and let Islamic State militants take Ramadi. And now an Iranian newspaper is quoting the chief of an elite unit in Iran's Revolutionary Guard of accusing the U.S. of having no will to stop the militant group after the fall of that city. A study has found that living in higher altitudes where there is less oxygen may be a contributing factor to sudden infant death syndrome. More from the AP's Ross Simpson.
Mountain air has less oxygen than air at lower elevations, and conditions that reduce oxygen levels for infants have previously been linked with SIDS. But researchers say exactly how mountain air might put babies at risk is uncertain, and whether there is a solid connection requires more study.
Near the U.S. Capitol last evening, a bomb squad safely destroyed a pressure cooker that was found in an unattended vehicle. Cleveland Cavaliers now 3-0 in their playoff series against Atlanta with last night's overtime win. This is AP Radio News. Ann Mira has died at 85. To many, she's remembered as the mother of Ben Stiller and the wife of Jerry Stiller. But for decades, Ann Mira was half the comedy duo she created with Jerry Stiller and had a long career in TV, on game shows, and in the movies. This is the couple announcing Tony nominations in 2004.
You know, this year makes 50 years since you first appeared on the Broadway stage.
No wonder they ask us to do all of the revivals. We are the only people around who saw all of the original productions.
Oh, stop it.
Outside the U.S. Capitol Sunday evening, Benanti taking part in the National Memorial Day concert on PBS. A huge crowd always turns out for that event. The Rolling Stones launched their Zip Code North American tour in front of a sold-out crowd in San Diego. More than 2 hours of music. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.